I'm Jim Reed. This is a page from a Red Clay Diary, which is all about life, actually. This is called Thundering Ants, Scurrying Giants. I am stooping at eye level beside our kitchen counter, closely watching dozens of tiny ants encircling a dab of insect attractant. I could be doing more important things, but at the moment, I am transfixed by these indigenous creatures. They are mysterious and inscrutable. Their unknown intent drives them to act in ways I do not understand. I feel like a child again, recalling endless summer days of play and study, study and play. I imagine impossible adventures. I wonder and observe the critters around me. Sometimes I wish I were small enough to engage them. Tiny versions of myself scurry up blades of grass, briefly acknowledge a passing scurrier, disappear into the shadows, make way for the next traveler. What if the ants were my human size? What if I were their size? Would they be observant or just too big and too busy to take time? What if ant-sized me had to run for my life to avoid a huge descending foot? Do ants even know I exist? Does a guardian ant relate mythologies to its young'uns, tales about near-miss encounters with beings too large to see? And in my case, are there nearby things so humongous that they become invisible, like thunder? Is thunder the vibrating result of a sky-sized stomp by an entity I cannot see? As I gain years and wisdoms, I pay less attention to unexplainable things. If a Leviathan calls me by the thunder, do I shrug it off and continue my daily rounds, just like ants? Am I a rolling thunder to these minuscule denizens? Have they shrugged me off too? Arising with a groan from the effort of changing from kitchen counter stoop to bipedal strut, I leave the ants now. They have their world and must protect and maintain it. I must do the same. But it is nice to stop and smell the roses now and then and notice an impossibly small critter running harmlessly amok among the fragrances.